For every season there's a reason, a time for every purpose unto heaven, a time to cry, a time to rejoice, a time to mourn, and a time to be still, and a time of growth. Depending on the season, some can be faster than others. It will seem like every day or every month we're going through something else. A time where we might just be still. A time where we're stirred up and in action, growing and learning. A time where we're celebrating. And a time when we're mourning and sadness. Depending where we feel, we might even feel like we're stuck, which is always a hard feeling at times. However, in those moments, in that seasons that we might encounter, we can trust that God is with us through it all. And in our time of Easter, it's a time of remembrance, a time of celebration. It's Christ defeated death. And we get to celebrate that every year, and we get to remember that every day. It's also a time of renewal. After we went through our 40 days of Lent, those 40 days representing that Christ when he was in the wilderness, time that we might have given up, time of some habit we didn't necessarily want, a time where we might have developed a new habit, or a time where we just sat still and let ourselves be in the presence of God. And it holds a different meaning for each and every one of us, depending on our background, how we were raised, how we celebrate, how we live our lives. That it's not only the rejoicing, but the recognizing the significance of the events that took place on that morning. In this gospel for today, we encounter Mary. In some, it's Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary. In other gospels, it's a whole trove of women that went to go and prepare Christ's body, only to discover linens. The tomb was open. So for their fear that the body had been taken, because in those days, tomb robbing was very much a thing. So in fear, they ran and got the other disciples, so they could come and see what they encountered. And we see that Peter and the other disciple, who's unnamed in this gospel, find the tomb, they find the linen wrappings, but they don't go in yet. And so when Mary goes in, that she sees two angels, and they ask her, because she's so sad by this loss. She's just in this time of lament and crying and trying to wrap her brain around what is going on. What has taken place? And they ask her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she's able to recount to them, like, "Where is my Lord? Where have you taken him? Please tell me." And I think in that, just that wave of grief that she's going through in that time of winter where it seems like there's no joy or life to be lived, that they tell her that Christ is revealed once more by speaking her name. How powerful is that when Christ speaks our name, calls us beloved children of God, calls us to live within the family, to be adopted, to know the whole fount of emotions that we experience, and know that it's okay because Christ demonstrated those emotions for us. This whole encounter is just mind-blowing to me because it reveals all these things. That clear moment when Christ speaks her name, all is revealed. They understand what he was speaking of throughout most of his ministry. And they kept going, you do not know now, but soon it will be all be revealed. And then we see that point where she celebrates with him, and Jesus tells her, do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. Because we want to. If we got our loved ones back, we'd hold on to them as tight as possible, to not let them go. But for Christ, he needed to complete the work that he started, to truly defeat death, to put all the prophets' words into succession, into this, it is finished. All that I have said has been done, to go and spread that word. And he commissions Mary to go forth and tell the disciples this great news that was revealed, that Christ is alive. Christ defeated death. So Mary goes forth and she tells the others that this has happened, that Christ is alive. In other Gospels, it says that Christ will meet them in Galilee. So for us, it's reconciling all that was spoken and witnessed, all that it means for us each and every day as we continue to go forth into the world, to live as beloved children of God. That's the gift. And then the atonement that it brings, that all was for naught, that this gift that was given, all the heartache, all the pain that was experienced, all the fear was made perfect, that was given, that Christ redeemed that. And then in our baptism that we were witness today, in our own that we recall, to know that in the waters and in death, Christ sealed us with him, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, that we were called forth to be believers and to be beloved. We sealed and we were healed, that all the sins wiped away by God's grace. And each time we find ourselves back in the mire, God pulls us out by that free gift of grace, calls us and loves us, holds us and treasures us, and even ties us closer to God. So we see this entering from a season of despair over the loss of a friend and Savior to this joy of discovering and the limitless possibilities that this act created. So it's resetting. We reset at Easter. So we know what was told before in Christ's ministry, before his death, and then we see later on all these great things that Christ still did before truly ascending. And it's giving thanks for the small things, those things that we think might not make a difference, but yet we can give thanks for them. The beauty of the tulips, the beauty of the daffodils, those little crocus that pop out when we feel like it is continually winter in our lives and in the seasons that we're experiencing right now. And it's embracing our resurrection hope that God made flesh through Christ not only knows but always is with us. Christ is within us, God is within us, the Holy Spirit is within us and embraces us in our pain, in our joy. In those moments where, like I said, we just feel like we are just continuing on. And it's rejoicing with that knowledge that Christ is around us at all times, but in all seasons of the lives that we might find ourselves in. Going forth that hope to share with others. Amen.